Picture a world-class jazz concert, engaging arts activities for kids, and fun for the whole family, all taking place outdoors in a beautiful Triad area garden. It's Groovin' in the Garden, Jazz at Gateway Gardens in Greensboro this Sunday. Event coordinator Greensboro Beautiful's Mebben Ham says it's the Gate City's newest and most beautiful garden, adorned with lots of regional and local artworks, a gorgeous fountain, great children's area, and more. This event, it's the debut of the Piedmont Triad Jazz Orchestra.
We are so excited. They are playing from 4 to 5. You will know most of the guys who are playing in the thing. Wally West, of course, is heading the whole thing up.
Amazing saxophone player.
And these are people who have played with the best of the best. And this is going to be their debut on our stage, on the Big Icon stage. They're going to be playing at Groovin' in the Garden. If you want to hear the best jazz you're going to hear around here, you need to be there. What I really like with this event is that we have got young jazz players from some of the high schools, from the music center, and they're going to be playing. So you might be hearing, you know, a new Marcellus coming out there.
You never know.
You never know. And so we've got two different stages going on. The music center has really done their book stage, and then the Icon is a lot of local professional jazz musicians.
Well, speaking of the young folks, the instrumental petting zoo, how's it going to run?
Well, that's exactly what it is. If you ever wanted to know what it felt like to hold a violin, a cello, come to our instrumental petting zoo. We will have them there. You can pick them up. You can try planning them. We're going to have some instructors there who will actually say, okay, now this is how you would hold it and how you would play it. So it's a great way to test it, to feel it. And that's going to be in the very center of our children's area.
Beyond the instrumental petting zoo, you've got a lot of other stuff going on for kids.
Oh, we've got tons of things going on. Yeah. We have the petting zoo, but we also have a way to make your own instruments.
Instrumental making zoo.
Yes.
That's new.
It's just we're making it from recycled materials.
Great.
You have some of those Easter eggs left over. What do you do with them? We can make a little maracas with them.
Great idea.
We use with your toilet paper rolls or your paper towel rolls. We're making kazoos with all of those.
I don't believe it. I've got to see this to believe it. Can we make one on air? Can we recreate the magic of instrumental making?
I am going to make, if I can do that.
Please do.
And you can play, have fun with it later on.
Believe it or not, Mebben, this is the first for me, making instruments live on radio. What
we
do we got
are
cooking?
Making a kazoo.
You got to just describe it for our listeners.
I'm using a toilet paper roll.
Okay.
And
a little cardboard.
Covering it with a piece of wax paper. You pull it tight
right over
across there.
Yeah.
As tight as you can. And then you punch it. Sharp implement just on the end.
Now, I should say you've wrapped a rubber band around it first.
Yeah, rubber band around it first.
And she's punching with one of those long skewers, like for kebabs, little
wooden
skewer.
Yeah, like you do kebabs with.
You put, how many holes there? Four holes? Okay, now she's
going to... Four, you can use five. Let's see if it works first.
Okay, she's going to...
Excuse me.
All right. That is the best kazoo. I mean, it's like a baritone kazoo. It's wonderful.
And then we have...
You mean there's more?
Oh, of course. And this is just the beginning of what you're going to have out
this
there.
It's just a sample, ladies and gentlemen.
Popcorn.
Okay. Yep.
Unpopped, of course.
Regular popcorn. I can verify that. That's not...
And yes, not been you will testify to this,
in any
right?
Way.
All you do is put it in one of those Easter egg shells that you have left over and don't know what
and
you do with.
Mebben has a yellow Easter egg shell that she's just filled
and
with
popcorn
seeds.
And we'll cover it with
seeds.
Little stickers so it'll be nice and close shut.
For safety.
And you have a maraca.
You could be right in the middle of a salsa band.
So, you know, how many other places do you make musical instruments?
I can tell you how many. Zero. Nowhere else in the world. Greensboro Beautiful's Mebben Ham. Groovin' in the Garden, Jazz at Gateway Gardens, is Sunday, May 4th from noon to 5. The collaborative effort by Greensboro Beautiful, the Parks and Recreation Department, Music Center, and the Greensboro Youth Council features the debut of the amazing Piedmont Triad Jazz Orchestra. They're led by saxophone greats, Artistic Director Chad Eby, and Administrative Director Wally West. We've been sampling from a recent PTJO rehearsal. Gateway Gardens is located on Lee Street in Greensboro, less than a half mile from Barber Park, at the corner of East Lee and Florida. The event is free and open to the public. You'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.